Diane Atlas was the last one to move here, to die, rather. She was 98?
Almost 99.
Yeah, and she moved away when she was young. And how young, I don't know, but the thing is, when she moved away, and Margaret used to talk to her quite a bit and try to get information out of her, but it was, you know, that many years back there, like I said, it wasn't the proper thing to be native. So you moved away and left your native ancestry here. And you moved away, and, you know, when somebody asked you what nationality you try to avoid, you wouldn't tell you were native, you know what I mean? And what she done is she forgot a lot of stuff. She was even afraid to come back here. For a while, she didn't want to come back. Because, you know, all the memories that had, you know, the way she was treated and all this and that, so she never wanted to come back. And my Uncle John was the same way. My Uncle John left here, and he moved to Salem, Mass. We eventually ended up in Salem, Mass. And we were there when he died, and we looked at his birth certificate or something like that. And they asked him what his nationality was, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote down he was a British subject.
He never said native.
Never said he was native. He never said he was white, blue, green, purple, or nothing.
They want to forget. That's what it is.
You know, and that's the sad part about it. It's and you say, well, that's in the past, forget about it. But you get the same thing with residential school today. It's even brought up. You can't forget that. You can't forget how you were treated.